Welcome to sunny Florida. The Vikings have arrived in Tampa Bay at their team hotel, and I'm with Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, poolside at the team hotel. This is pretty enjoyable.
Yeah, I could get used to this for sure. We do have a game to play tomorrow, but if only for a Saturday and a Saturday evening. Palm trees, beautiful skies, pool, hot tub. This is pretty good, Wobby.
For now, we bask in the glow of the Florida sunshine, but we're looking to bask in the glow of a victory, something we haven't done for a few weeks. What are the keys to finding victory tomorrow?
Well, for me, the first key is to forget about Buffalo from last week. That's lingered a little bit within my football mind all week because it was such an emotional loss. That's gone. Now Tampa, 1-5. Washington on the horizon, so I'm looking at the schedule a little bit, trying to take down these Buccaneers with this statistically bad defense, and then move on and hopefully start a winning streak. I think the key's on the field, get explosive in the passing game. The last time the Buccaneers played, Joe Flacco had 5 passing touchdowns on them in the first quarter and a half, and then continue to have your defensive line dominate offensive lines like we've seen the last X amount of games, specifically last week.
The Vikings play the Buccaneers as the Buccaneers come off of a bye. They were off last week. We also play Carolina later in the season. They're coming off a bye. So, you know, thanks for that, playing teams coming off of byes. That's really great. Do you think that factors into this game at all?
Yeah, I do, because I think I think Tampa will be squared away and, as you would say, a little more buttoned up with some problems it was having defensively. Now, when I brought that up to head coach Mike Zimmer for an interview we taped Friday that you'll hear on the Vikings Radio Network right in front of the game, he quickly shot it down and said that probably will be the case. They'll be tighter in certain areas, but as usual, it's not about them. It's about what we do. We just ran for 158 yards on a rushing defense that gave up 68 a game. So that was penetrating the seemingly impenetrable. There are a lot of holes all over this Buccaneers team. Hopefully we can expose them.
If we can expose some of them, I believe that will result in turnovers. Now, we did a good job of creating turnovers last week. We created 4 of them. The problem is we didn't score on any of the turnovers, and we only turned those turnovers into 6 points. On offense, what do you think's the key to finding some more points off those turnovers?
Well, that was a major key last week, you're right. And with Mike Glennon, he actually doesn't have a ton of interceptions during his career. And he's a big, lanky quarterback who can move pretty well. With that said, I do believe this defense is becoming extremely opportunistic. And, you know, with 4 passing touchdowns, Wobby, that's last in the NFL, man. We're 3 behind the Jets. I mean, there ain't nothing good about being 3 behind that team in any category. So I think if you can manipulate a short field, and if you can take the ball and go down and score touchdowns, you'll be a little too much for this team.
Did you bring your sunscreen?
I hope so. The back of my neck's getting hot right now. What about the top of your head, man? You okay?
Right, we got to protect the dome.
Hey, starting to get a little hot up in here.
It's going to get hot tomorrow. Vikings and Buccaneers, they play tomorrow. The game is at noon, 1 Eastern, if you're on the Eastern time zone. But back home, the game starts at noon. Paul Allen, Voice of the Vikings, has the radio call tomorrow starting at noon. Pete Bursich will be in the booth with him, and Greg Coleman calls the action from the sideline.